All right, Joey Savacci, not the Anaheim one you wanted to have, and it's always tricky. But I was so I was thinking, and I could be off on this because, you know, I'm not the smartest media guy, but you raced 2 years ago, got hurt early, knee, didn't race last year. So am I correct in thinking this is your first Supercross in over a year and a half? Am I right?
No.
What am I missing?
I didn't hurt my knee.
What did you hurt?
The last time I raced Supercross was for Rick Ware in 23.
23?
Yeah, at maybe Arlington. I raced like the first five. I jammed my wrist.
What? Oh, I said wrist.
You said knee.
Oh, knee, sorry.
It's been a long
okay.
day.
So, a year and a half.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a different bike.
I was supposed to race through Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
I only made it to maybe Arlington. So I only missed technically one round. Or no, two rounds that I was supposed to race that season. But yeah, I think I made five. I was supposed to do seven,
so
I made five.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
Off. Anything nerves or any difference or any things to be like, oh shit, Supercross. Like,
well,
I mean, I know you've been racing, but
I've been racing, but yeah, it's different. AMA is it's just different, you know? Obviously the talent pool is deeper.
Mm-hmm.
I think today, like 4th to 14th was less than a second. So it's hard, you know, there's not a lot of separation for a lot of guys. Obviously the top three are, mm-hmm. are quick, but you know, there tends to be like that 5th to 11th gap. That's always like pretty tight.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, no real excuses, you know, I've been racing, getting gate drops. So, mm-hmm. Can't use that as an excuse. And you know, I just,
what happened off the start?
Dude, I got to watch it. I don't know. Okay. I felt like my jump was pretty good. And then Jet, I'm assuming he locked bars with somebody, because the way he was shooting left, like he didn't even get to the inside corner. Like he blew straight over top of Tough Blocks and blew through him.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he locked bars. So I had to shut down early. And then felt like we were in an okay spot. And then, yeah, I was just trying to make passes and felt like I made myself known. That I was on the inside of somebody, and I guess they didn't know I was there and turned down, and we came together. And
yeah, Benny's not happy.
Yeah, but listen, I mean, at the end of the day, like if I'm gonna do that, then I would rather him go down and me stay up. But when we both go down, it's pointless, right? So that was never my intention, and I, like I said, I thought I made myself clear in the air, like I had the thing wide open, letting him know, hey, I'm to your right, and got to the, you know, I was in the bottom rut. And he, turned down. Mm-hmm. I guess he didn't expect me
to. And then, his bike was tangled in your bike. Yeah. You guys were down for, like,
a whole lap.
Yeah.
Yeah. His handlebar was stuck between my rear wheel and chain.
Okay.
And I was a one-man job out there. I wasn't getting a lot of help.
because he was pissed.
Yeah. So. And I needed to roll the wheel backwards to get his handlebar out. But I couldn't pull my clutch in and spin the wheel.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was yelling at the flagger to spin the wheel, and then we got it. But at that point, like, you know, you get up and you're literally in the midst of like 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th battle, and it's like I'm a lap down, and
you did pass some guys being a lap down.
Yeah.
Like, you were not the total, which is fine. I'm not
Well, again, I was trying to be very courteous. Mm-hmm. Like I followed Oldenburg for too long, but I wasn't trying to park the guy. You know, I'm a lap down, and I understand that. Yeah. I have the race etiquette to be aware of that.
And eventually you got to go,
and
though.
Then, and then eventually I got around him, but then it was the same with Jorge at the end. Like, I got to the back of Jorge, and I'm like, I don't want to park the guy. Yeah. He's doing his own thing. I'm a lap down, and I'm not going to get in the way, but, like, he was holding me up. Passing him would have done nothing for me because I'm still in 21st or wherever I was.
Yeah.
But, I think we learned a little bit today. Bike setup, we could be a little bit better. I need to continue to work on some things. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think had I gotten a good start, I think we could have been inside the top 10, mm-hmm. which was the goal, you know, somewhere right around 10th to start the season off. I believe that was doable. But when you don't get a good start and you're on the ground for over a lap, not going to happen. So
I was a little surprised to see you in unseated practice. I really liked it because I knew it probably pissed you off, and then I was going to talk to the AMA and try to keep you there all year. But Prado was 22nd in the points or something, and he's in unseated. And you've won a bunch of Two of the Supercross. I don't know. I just, were you surprised?
No.
Did you ask him?
You could ask your guy, Wacko. Okay. I told him a week and a half ago. Like, I joked with him about it because he was like, are you and Dylan going to, like, you know, try to tow each other around in practice? And I was like, well, I'll be in the B practice.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you won't. I'm like, dude, I didn't race at all last year. I got 0 points. There's no way that they're going to boot somebody out of the A practice, even if it is a Cade Clausen or, you know, one of these guys. They raced all last year. They got enough points to be in the A practice, so I don't – do I feel like I deserve to be in the A practice? But, yeah, I think my ability does. But, you know, I get it. I would be pissed, too, if I was one of those guys that was right on the bubble and I had to go back to the B practice because somebody had privilege. So, I mean – I knew I would probably be there. I definitely tried. I got down there and I went to the AMA and I'm like, come on, you guys can't pull any strings, but they already had 23 guys, I think. Okay. And they're only supposed to have 22. So yeah, it was it's a little bit of a humble pie, but we're out of there for now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're back in the A practice. I'll see what I can do, but I think they probably gotta follow the rules. All right, it's onward and upward from here next week, San Diego. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks.